Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrites. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. When the hypocrites come to you, they say, "We bear witness that you are in fact the messenger of Allah. And Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger." Yet Allah at the same time bears witness that the hypocrites are truly liars. They take shelter behind their oaths to hide their evil designs. Thus they keep people back from the way of Allah. Surely evil is the practice they follow. That they follow this practice is because outwardly they believed, but inwardly they disbelieved, so that their hearts are sealed, and now they do not even understand. When you see them, their handsome figures please you, and if they speak a masked and polished speech, you listen to their speech. They look as though they were wooden statues clad in garments. They think every loud cry is one raised against them. They themselves are your enemies in reality, so beware of them. May Allah ruin them. To what perversities are they being turned away from the truth? And when it is said to them, "Come, so that the messenger of Allah may ask forgiveness for you," they turn their heads aside by way of refusal and out of scorn and pride. And you see them, keeping others back also, while they swell big with pride. It makes no difference to them whether you ask forgiveness for them or do not ask. Allah will not forgive them. Indeed, Allah will guide no transgressing people to success. They are a people who say, "Do not spend on those who are with the Messenger of Allah until they are obliged to disperse and desert him." Yet the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah, but the hypocrites do not understand it. They say, "If we return to Medina, the most honorable and mightier will drive out the most mean from there." But true power and honor belongs to Allah and his messenger and to the believers. Yet the hypocrites do not know it. O you who believe, do not let your possessions and your children make you forget the remembrance of Allah. And those who do so shall be the real losers. And spend out of that with which we have provided you, before death visits one of you and he says, "My Lord, would that you had granted me reprieve for a short while. For if you had, I would have given alms and would have become one of the righteous." And Allah does not grant reprieve to a soul when its appointed time is come. And Allah is well aware of what you do.